And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, I wanted to talk a little bit today about closing the sale, putting a bow on it, and beginning to execute the pilot in our situation. A couple of things that I want to bring to everybody's attention. When it comes to closing the sale, if you truly are following the discipline of co-authoring the show concept, that typically should be a very natural, organic step. But there is a point at which I like to say, you got to bite them in the neck.
Yeah, and that you have to have an element of your sales process that does that. And then we use something I think you came up with, the confirm and release date as that lever to let the person know that they are making a good decision and puts a deadline on making the decision, and it gives them a face-saving out if they choose not to pull the trigger.
Well, to me, and I didn't invent it. I was, you know, I've had the distinct pleasure of being involved with and mentored by some people who are really good at designing, delivering, and selling processes and methodology and consulting and training. So that's where I got this from. But it is important to have a stake in the ground. And so you really can very organically on the backside of a truly collaborative conversation where you've co-authored a show concept. You can say, in your opinion, do you feel this is something that you would like to do? And typically you'll get some version of yes, but I need to check with my partner, my spouse. I need to think it over. You can make that a perfectly appropriate response, understand completely. I know for me to make that kind of decision, I would definitely need to talk with my business partner. And so you need to make that okay. You know, today's Tuesday. If we were to set up, say, maybe you think you'd know by next Tuesday, would they give you enough time to make an informed decision? And typically you'll get an affirmative response in that regard. And then you can just simply say, great, you know what? Let's set your confirm release date for then, for next Tuesday. Hey, and listen, if you know before then that you're definitely going to do this or definitely not going to do that, let me know. If you're definitely going to do it, we can put some wheels in motion. If you're definitely not going to do it, then I can open the show concept and make it available to someone else who might benefit from it. But doing this, of course, gives you some closure, and it keeps you from waiting on that phantom phone call next week. You've got something in the ground, so now you can swing back around and send the release note, which we've talked about before. But that is the way to wrap up that show concept meeting and set yourself up to effectively, consistently close that sale out in a professional manner.
Right. I like to add one part in between that. During that window of time when you're asking them to make the decision, most people have a fear of making a wrong decision. That's why they're not going to buy. They're afraid of making a mistake. So we like to, during the course of the between when we say, okay, this sounds like a good idea, and that here's a confirm and release date, we like to add an element where we have them poll their friends on social media and say, hey, do you think that my company is sponsoring this show? Do you know any interesting guests? By adding an element where they have control and they can go out and talk about this potential show to their network, they're going to get positive response usually because people want to be a guest on shows. Number two, that's going to give them that confidence that this is the right decision. Number three, they're by announcing it, they've almost bought it because now they got to go back if they don't do it to explain they're not doing that. And most people don't like to do that. So I like to add that element in the middle of it, but it all ends with the confirm and release date because that's how you close the sale.
Well, and fundamentally, that's just good psychological sales mojo that you have your prospective client taking action, because the strength of that potential account is really measured by the actions that the prospect is taking, not by the actions that you're taking. So, yeah, I think that's a marvelous way to go about this. Happy selling.